which now has seen even the defense forces cut to ensure that we have some law and order that gets to be maintained. So it's gone beyond the police and gone now to the defense forces. So it'll be interesting to see how this goes. And how, because already they're there. I've heard some people who've talked about it. They've driven around some of these areas and they've seen the presence of, you know, those from the defense forces. Mm-hmm. So it's already happening. And this has a clear agenda, which is to ensure that all of this is controlled before it gets to escalate even further. But on another note, we need protection, you and I.
Chimwenka, today.
The Easterners want to exterminate us.
We are endangered. We're already receiving threats.
We need protection, huh?
Nelson Zulu was in here.
Ish. We need to do something. We need to make sure this door is locked.
But we can lock, and then also they do have access. So he was in here showing off his chip powder and says, today's the day.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be tough here. But anyway, this is where we'll leave it now for our breakfast plate. Up next is the main news at 8, and right after that, we'll get into the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. So visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Home Affairs PS warns against misuse of presidential directive on police bond. KCM injects $600 million into Zambian economy since July 2024. In global news, Ukraine, Russia and the US to meet for first trilateral talks to end the war. To present the news, I'm Lucevilo Gondoy. Home Affairs and Internal Security Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dickson Matembo, has cautioned citizens against taking advantage of the 48-hour presidential directive to provide police bonds to suspects. Mr. Matembo has explained that police must first establish that statutory conditions for release have been met, which may take longer than 48 hours. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Matembo has warned citizens, especially politicians, not to rush to judge law enforcement officers without scrutinizing the facts on the ground and creating misperceptions about compliance with presidential instructions. His comments follow public concern over the detention of material Member of Parliament Mal Samba, who was in custody for 2 days amid claims from his legal team that bond conditions had been met. Mr. Matembo has further advised citizens to avoid making inflammatory statements and later claiming persecution when visited by the law.
It's not because the president says a person should be given a bond. No, yes, a person should be given a bond subject to meeting the conditions. But you have judged the police before finding out what is on the ground. I cannot just be doing things deliberately because there's a directive. So I will rely on the directive. Because some time back under PF, they did not follow the law. They used emotions, which the president is against. Citizens, let us not be making statements that are provoking that we cannot defend. When you are asked to defend or asked to explain, you jump to the next level, say, no, I'm being persecuted. No, the issue is the root. Now we're in the festive period of the elections are coming and stuff like that. Let us watch our mouths.
Konkola Copper Mines, KCM, has injected approximately $600 million into the Zambian economy since being returned to Vedanta in July 2024, exceeding its target of $330 million. The KCM Chief Corporate Affairs Officer, John Kunda, says the company has made significant progress, producing 10,000 metric tons of copper per month, with 8,300 being produced monthly. Dr. Kunda adds that KCM has created 14,500 jobs, up from 12,000 in 2024. He spoke to Phoenix News in an interview.
We have fulfilled our shareholder agreement pledge for year one. You remember that year one, we were supposed to bring in about $330 million, but we've brought in, fulfilled our target and brought in more than that. We're just about $600 million. So we are on target, we are on course. Since we started, KCM has pumped in enough money. We have pumped in into the Zambian economy about $600 million has come in.
Newly elected Chawama Member of Parliament Bright Nondwe's campaign manager Lawrence Sichalwe has advised the losing UPND candidate Morgan Munda to pursue legal recourse if he's not happy with the election outcome. Mr. Sichalwe tells Phoenix News that there is a process to follow when contesting an election result. He adds that his team is waiting to hear if the electoral process will be challenged. Commenting on Mr. Munda's insistence that he unfairly lost the Chawama seat despite ECZ's stance, Mr. Nundwe was duly elected Chawama MP. Mr. Sichalwe declined to respond to this claim, saying they lack legal basis. The Electoral Commission of Zambia on January 16th declared Mr. Nundwe winner of the Chawama by-election despite Mr. Munda's claims of unfair loss.
Those are his opinions. But if he feels aggrieved with the elections, there's a process in which to counter the griefness. First, we are sitting and waiting to hear whether the electoral process will be challenged.
Eastern Province Minister Peter Piri has disclosed that the situation in the province has stabilized following recent floods that washed away bridges and submerge several houses. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Piri says that most residents in Lundazi, Lumezi, and Chama districts have returned to their normal daily activities, while critical crossing points, including the Mpamba Bridge, have been reopened to enable movement and access in affected areas. He says works are ongoing to repair smaller bridges damaged by floods, and that school-going children have not been affected, with learning continuing without disruption and schools remaining accessible despite the recent heavy rains. However, Mr. Piri says that some affected families are still being accommodated in tents provided by the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU.
We have been having some water coming, but not to that extent. So all those people under the office of the Vice President, the DMMU, have been assisted, given 10 food and other stuff. So the situation as it stands is stable. The Mpamba Bridge was connected through the ZNS. They put in an aqua bridge and it's now working. People are able to cross. Some are in the process of rehabilitation, so the people are on the ground. They are working on them. The water levels have completely gone down. Of course, we are still receiving water, but not to that extent which we received that time.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says officials from Ukraine, Russia, and the United States will hold trilateral meetings for the first time on Friday and Saturday as the U.S. continues to push for an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. After talks with U.S. President Donald Trump in Davos on Thursday, Zelensky said the terms of security guarantees for Ukraine had been finalized and a deal was almost ready on economic recovery after the war, a key element of Kiev-backed proposals to push back on an earlier U.S. plan seen as heavily favoring Moscow. Zelensky described the negotiations scheduled to take place in Abu Dhabi as the first trilateral meeting to be held amongst the countries. There was no immediate comment from Russia on the proposed talks. For details in this story and other